don't they just brag differently? I'm sure every single Igbo man right now will be listening to this and being proud to be Igbo. And even if you're not Igbo, I'm sure you'll be proud to be Nigerian this beautiful morning, listening to that piece of music by Flavor Levels, is what he calls it. I'm telling you. I love that jam. I love every bit of it. And the fact that you told me what it means, what they're talking about, yeah. I'm like, yo, Igbo men, the brag differently, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's just something about the song.
That
just, you know, keeps you on your feet and you just want to dance and have a good time.
Oh, my, oh, my. Shout out to everyone listening to us from Alabao, from wherever you are, where you have a lot of our brothers from the eastern part of the nation. We say good morning to you. Good morning to everyone listening to us, whether it's from VR, or from Ekpe. You know, sometimes we get to forget that Ekpe is part of Lagos. Shout out to all of you listening to the radio station.
Absolutely. Wherever it is that you are right now, listening from Ojo, listening from Mebute Meta, listening from Majegunle, listening from Mushi. Wherever you are listening right now, good morning to you and happy new month.
It's the first of November
today.
That was a good way to start. I mean, the 1st of November, was October fast?
It was fast.
It was.
It was.
I mean, before you know it, it was early November. So after November, the December. Mm-hmm. So the merrymaking has started already.
Absolutely.
I can see the streets are getting lit.
Lit, exactly.
Gradually.
I was going to say that as well. So yeah, in some areas, the Christmas lights are, you know, being hung here and there. Mm-hmm. People are buying Christmas trees now.
Yep.
And yeah, so we're beginning to perceive the fragrance of Christmas. You know, the festivity that December comes with.
That's right. Mm. Absolutely. And one thing again is the fact that it's a time for plenty of love. I mean, it's one time that people look forward to. As the Hamattan started coming out once more.
Yeah, I think I felt a little tiny bit of it on, was it Friday now? No, on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And a tiny little bit of it again on Sunday, that is yesterday. Uh-huh. But I don't know if it's the same in every other part of Lagos or of Nigeria, if you're listening. Wherever, have you started feeling the Hamattan? Because I think I had a tiny feeling of it.
Absolutely, it usually catches up on us somehow, and that's why it's so important for us to prepare ourselves, especially for the Hamattan, because it comes with its own effect, you know, on our skin, on our health generally.
Absolutely, now you mentioned on our skin, really. Yeah, it does.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you too?
Great. You had a lot of fun yesterday.
Oh my God! Don't.
The grand finale of the anniversary celebration.
It was fun. It was fun for me to see people in their other sides, in their elements. So it was fun. It was mad fun.
So guys, by the way, Nigeria Info from ladies were, you know, bikinis at the beach having fun yesterday.
It was amazing.
No, it's X-rated. You cannot see the pictures. You know, you can't see it. All right, except if someone personally decides to proceed on the stage.
Yeah.
But I was at home and I was just monitoring. I was like, man, you guys, no small fun. At least that's like the real anniversary celebration.
Yeah, it was fun. It was absolutely fun. Absolutely. So shout out to ladies who were on their bikinis. Mm. You know, they were looking all awesome.
Okay.
I'm sure that you probably were expecting, some people probably expecting that I'll be there with my bikini as well.
Bikini, Pellegrini.
Wait, I don't get it. You would have wanted me to put on
bikini. No, why not? I mean, you've done that. We've been to the beach a couple of times that you've done that. So that's not a question. But I said Pellegrini. Pellegrini.
I hear you. Loud and clear.
Balini. Lilini. Nini Ola.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
What's your problem? What's your problem?
No, I'm Lagos, baby. Yes. You heard me loud and clear, I'm sure. Lagos, Nigeria. We're here again. The crazy couple on radio. Your lovely couple, the Tekes. She's Andrea Odobi. Teke.
And he is Collins. Do you? Take care.
Thanks for the prestige pause, and we are set to hear from you, Lagos, this beautiful day. Happy new month to you once more. And we'd like to know how you're doing today. Mm-hmm. We'd like to know where you are this morning, how you feel. And if you enjoyed that jab that we played just to start, feel free to talk about it. You're okay. Mm-hmm. And how did the weekend go for you? All of these questions wrapped up in one, we're trying to ask by saying, "What's up, Lagos?" So when you call, you scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And we celebrate his chest alive to survive yet another month in the pandemic.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. So wherever you are right now, do not forget to also tell us the situation report.
Yep.
And what's going on around your area. Feel free to call us. The phone lines haven't changed. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. It is our prayer that you would have the best of months yet in this month of November.
Absolutely. If you're celebrating your birthday as well, happy birthday to you. If your birthday was yesterday, happy birthday to you. We'll wish you long life, prosperity, everything good.
Absolutely. Mm. Well, for those joining us for the first time, the show has two parts. First, we bring you information about what's happening around the city of Lagos. And then secondly,
it's a family talk. Where we bring the biggest family conversations live right here, hosted by Nigeria's first ever couple, married, real life married couple on radio.
Presenting
a real life show. I mean, somebody even brought that to my knowledge again, like, more like reiterated it yesterday. Like, you guys do this 5 days in a week.
Absolutely.
How do you do it?
Every day. And I'm just, a couple would be like, yo, man, sometimes I'm tired of seeing the faces of my partner. I just wonder how you guys get to do it every day. You know? Well, Margaret's calling from Lekki. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Collier.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
Yes. Thank you guys for that mix day. At least people made me to shake my body this morning.
Nice one.
That was the idea.
Nice one.
Even if Nigerian food don't want to give me my money that I want to keep last week.
I know. So is that why you called? I know it's not the music you called for.
No, at least when you play the music, I dance now. All I was lucky that my call went through.
Nice. Okay, so you won for the game.
Yes.
The pop quiz or the treasure hunt?
Yes, the quiz.
For the quiz.
What show?
Exactly.
Where did you win?
Sunnyside on Tuesday. Do you know
I can give you left hand now?
No, don't give me left hand now.
Someone will get your number, they'll get back to you. Please stop calling to complain about
Friday,
that.
And someone took my number on Friday.
And they will get back to you. And stop.
Please be patient, okay?
Don't do this to us now.
Be patient.
First caller. He's complaining now. After you dance our song.
I told Garrett.
You're a candidate for left hand. Linky is calling from Shigamo. Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Happy new month to you guys.
Same to you.
I'm just calling to greet Andrea and call it second.
Thank you, Linky. I appreciate it.
Happy new month to you.
Same to you. Enjoy the rest of your day in Shigamo. Linky, amazing guy.
Hello. Okay, 0700-993-993-993. Female-only line is 01465-7190. It's the feel of Lagos live on What's Up Lagos.
That's right. You can also call, send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello?
Hello, calling.
Move away from your radio. Kill it dead. When you call next time, unfortunately, you lost the slot. Well,
Adeshewa is calling from Ikorodu. What's up, Lagos?
Yo, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
When you said, it's your birthday was yesterday, I was like, did you remember me?
It was your birthday.
I was the one that was calling through Atlantic, telling you, I must win 10,000. Collins, you've not given money. You're not giving my money since Friday.
It's not, I'm not the giver of the money.
The
station is the giver of the money. if but your anyways, contact has been taken.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to you, Adeshewa. I'm guessing yesterday was her birthday, so she, you know, had to mention that.
Absolutely. Mm. Well, 0700-993-993-993. The phone line's buzzing as usual. We're hearing the feel of Lagos this morning. Hi, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live! Welcome. Who do we have? Wow.
My name is Glory, calling for Mikola.
Hi, Glory. Glory. Welcome.
Hmm. Yeah, first time caller.
Yay! You made it. Welcome.
Good to have you.
Same to you. Seriously, I do listen to your guys' shows. I even know the time. Every day, I must not miss the day.
Nice.
Even I have not called.
Wow.
I believe I'm just happy that I called today.
Aww.
Great. Thank you.
I enjoyed your couples.
Aww.
Just continue. Mm. May the Almighty God bless you.
Amen.
And Joycey, I really love our show.
Aww. Okay.
Bless you guys.
Bless you too.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Enjoy your month, and the blessing of the Lord will be with you guys.
Amen. And you too. Wow. All right.
Okay. Whew. Hello.
Good morning to you. All right. I'll take Leo's on the line. Hi, Leo.
Yeah, I'm okay.
And good morning.
What's up, Leo?
What's up, Leo?
Yes. Chester Life.
Yeah, basically, it's my first time of calling. I'm a first-time caller.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Welcome.
Welcome, Leo.
I've been trying. I mean, this is the first time I'm talking to you guys.
Wow.
Hey, you made it. You made it. Happy New Month to you.
Yeah, happy New Month to you guys. I love the show. I mean, I'm a big fan of you guys. I'm so happy to meet you.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. We appreciate you indeed.
Yeah, and thanks for the song. I mean, I already danced this morning.
Nice.
That's the idea. Thank you so much. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Okay,
fantastic. Have a splendid month. Have a splendid day.
Are you too, guys? Are you too?
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
It's that time of the year that we say compliments of the season because the season has started already. Growing up, by October, we don't really celebrate Christmas. These days, they are moving forward like very, 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 very close to the date.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah!
Chest alive! Is today your birthday?
We are listening to the Techcast this morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Our children are waiting to shout "What's up, ladies?"
Wow.
Okay, let's have it. Let's have it.
It's a fresh new day. I don't know. I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
Nice.
Wow.
What a wonderful day. Talk to Collins and Andrea Taker.
Yeah. Wow. You too. Have a splendid day.
I'm excited this morning.
Nice. Wow. We're excited that you're excited.
I'm just glued to you. I don't like missing your show for anything.
Thank you.
I actually thought it was her birthday. The excitement is just all over the place.
We love it. And to the little ones, shout out to you for screaming "What's up, Lagos?" Josh Rise in Transit calling. Hey. Hi, Josh. Move away from your radio. Just alive.
Good morning to you. I'm calling. Good morning, Andre.
Good morning.
You see those first two callers? They're calling to tell us that they've won. They've won. So we that have not won now. What should we do? We
I don't know.
We need to give that left hand, though.
No, I don't give left hand to women.
All right. I love your show, guys.
Thank you so much, Joshua. Appreciate it. Have a splendid day. Well, it's 10:23, right?
Yeah, it is 10:23 on the clock. It's still the feel of Lagos right now. All we're asking is you tell us how you're doing this morning and what is going on around your area. More like a situation report, like we do this every first hour of the show, and then our banter comes in. I'm sure you are all waiting for our banter this morning.
Uh-huh.
What has Collins done, or what is making Collins angry today? He wants to vent about.
I am going to.
Or what has Andrea done to Collins this today,
morning? Today we'll settle it. Because I don't understand how. I don't understand
take
how.
Take it easy. Calm down.
No. I'll say it.
TY on the line.
Let's take TY and then I'll say it. Hello. Hello, TY. Good morning. What's up,
Hello.
Lagos? Hi.
Hi, Colin. What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Just alive.
Wow. Wow.
Hi, TY. How are you
Good
doing?
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andre.
Hi.
How
good
are you?
Good to see. Good to hear from you guys.
Same
I'm
here.
I'm excited this morning. It's a new month.
Yay! We made it into a new month.
Yep.
It's a beautiful new month, and I'm glad to be here.
Nice.
Experiencing this fresh year.
Mm-hmm.
And wonderful, wonderful program you guys are doing.
Thank you.
In a moment. Alrighty, we are right back. It's 10:30 on the clock right now. Nigeria Info 99.3. You were hanging out with the Techers on What's Up Lagos. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Teke. Welcome back. Indeed, we were hearing from Lagosians, and the excitement has been really, really, really amazing.
Top notch.
I mean, that's the kind of excitement we bring on the radio, and we love it that you bring the same energy
right back at us.
And that's exactly why we'll continue doing this for the next 30 minutes, and then before we switch again.
That's right. The phone lines are buzzing really off the hook right now.
Absolutely.
Yes, and a lot of people want to scream What's Up Lagos today.
We also have some What's Up messages. You can send yours to 0809-597-5805.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes, the life!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Wow. Good morning, Chester Life. Welcome. That was quite a lot of energy.
Wow.
Happy New Month.
Happy New Month to you.
Wow.
I'm so happy. This is Vivian calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, hey, Vivian.
Thank you. My birthday was actually on the 29th, on Friday.
Wow. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We wish you long life, prosperity.
Amen.
We wish
Amen.
You everything good.
And God bless you guys.
Amen.
And you too.
Thank you for calling.
Wow. That energy was out of this world.
I wasn't expecting.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting that at all.
The
phone lines are still up. 0700-993-993-993. Female only line. 01465-7190. We have quite a number of WhatsApp messages.
Okay.
This person here says, what's up, Lagos? Happy birthday to me, John.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. This coming from Coyote. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Another here says, this is Jonah. Jonah says, Aloha, the Techers.
Hmm.
It says, not only bikini, na balisconi. What's your problem? It says, enjoy you guys well.
Oh, man.
Another here says, it's coming from Edozie Edin Naji.
Okay, a regular guy.
Yeah. He says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life, my dynamic duo. Happy new month. That music got me really dancing. My lungu is serene, calm this morning.
Absolutely. Lee, well, this Kenneth is the first time caller on the line now. Hey, Kenneth, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
You want to collect our job? Hello?
No, I don't want to get a job.
What's
up? My brother Kenneth,
good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive! Oh my.
Not a use voice to intimidate somebody. Yo. Hello.
I can't intimidate the couple.
Welcome indeed.
I'm calling for the fourth time for Micro.
Welcome, so Kenneth.
Wow, Kenneth, welcome indeed.
It is Kevin, K-E-V-I-N.
Oh,
Kevin.
Kelvin. Sorry, we saw Kenneth written there. Kelvin.
Yeah.
How's it going this morning?
Good. It is cool and calm. Mm. I'm just enjoying your program.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kelvin.
And a happy new month to the best couples in the world. And
yay,
the best
place
of the universe.
Yay!
Yes! Just alive, Kelvin! Thank you for calling.
Nice one.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Nice one. Okay.
Lado Kalu,
my
head.
We have a whole family calling us right now. The Obaro family.
Yep.
Okay.
Calling from Yanokpaja.
They want to scream, what's up, Lagos, this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely.
Let's have them do it.
Another month in the pandemic. Mm-mm. Survived. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Wow. The Obaro family.
Yes.
Wow.
This is my first time on radio.
Welcome.
Wow. I've been listening to you guys. In fact, I and my family will listen to you every morning.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Every morning.
Nice.
Say hi.
Hi. Yes. Hi. Aye, aye, aye.
You people have melted our hands this morning. Oh, tight.
Oh, my, oh, my. This is so beautiful. And
I'm surprised. How do you guys do it? Almost on radio.
Yazo. Oh, wow. My. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited. I'm so happy.
We're happy too. Wow. Yeah. Your family.
This month is going to be a month of 11th hour miracles for all of us.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. In regards to your beautiful...
Take care. Adobe.
Oh, my God. We love you. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
We love you.
Yeah,
love
man.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Have fun. Oh, man.
Aww,
when I hear the voice of a child, it just melts my heart.
Aww.
You know, it makes me want to cry.
Really?
Yeah, it makes me want to cry. You know that I'm a crying baby. You know that. You of all people know.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Bassey's on the line from Ogun State.
Why are you looking at him that way?
I'll give
you
left
think
hand.
Collins is a hard guy?
I'll give him left
He's
hand.
He's no hard guy.
Yeah, he cry, oh.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my. Bessie's on the line from a good state. I'll give him left out. Right. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, the second.
Good morning! Yes! Yes! Chest alive!
Happy New Month to the Tekkers.
Happy New Month to you. Wow.
I'm very fine.
Wow. Wow.
Hello.
So how is Ogun State this morning?
Yes, Ogun State is very cool and calm.
Nice.
Wow. Some people won't make me just say, my go scream what's up, Lagos, make that. That
bad
freak come off of my mind.
That's so.
That's so.
Nice one.
That's so. Don't let them make you vex, so. Don't let them carry their frustration on you. Thank you so much, Bessie.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Have a splendid day and happy new month once again.
Thank you. I wish you all the best.
Yes. All right. Same. Yeah. Oh, man, what an energy. What a show. What an experience. What a feeling. What a feeling. That tonight is going to be a good night.
You wanted to complain about something earlier.
Now, so, man, let me just advise you. When your woman is talking to you, all right, no straight answers. Say something. Even if it's not mumu talk, just say something. So we're having this conversation and he asked me a question. And I say, that's right. And the next thing is, that's right. Is that what you say? What should I say now? What should I say?
Hmm.
What should I say? And then most times, when you expressing yourself, I later realize that I did something wrong. But, you know, there's got to be a balance. Sometimes I've not did the mood to respond to anything. You know, but I have to respond by force.
You have to respond.
By fire, by force.
Now, some days ago, I was having a meltdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, like every once in a while, we have meltdowns.
Yep.
Where you're just in a very slopey emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just there. The only person who's, you know, can possibly make you feel better.
Okay.
Happens to be around you, and you're just, you know, not like I was crying. I wasn't even crying. I wasn't even, you know, all over the place, but I was just expressing myself with so much passion, you know, how that, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, and this is here and that is here. And he was just there doing, I said, which one is I don't get it.
Oh, but that's just fine, too.
I don't get it. Why are you saying Contribute to the matter. I'm expressing myself to be good. And it became a huge fight. It became a quarrel. It became, you know, a back and forth. And, you know, Colin said he was going to come on the air talk about it today.
Absolutely. Because after everything, sincerely on my part, it's not like I wasn't hearing what you're saying. I was trying to process it. I wanted to say something meaningful. You know, I didn't just want to respond. I was trying to process. I was trying to process everything you're saying, but you needed a response immediately. And I know it's a common thing amongst couple.
I was talking for like, let's say 10 minutes straight.
I was processing.
I was talking. I am processing it's for 10
process,
minutes.
Processing.
No, I don't understand.
I was processing slowly.
You're a smart man. You're a sharp man. I don't get why you were processing for
that. My brain shut down that moment.
How will your brain shut down? When I'm having a serious conversation, I don't get it.
Don't brain shut down.
Not at that point that the brain should shut down. Nah.
Do we tell the
brain? The brain can shut down some other time. Not when me, I'm having, you know, some kind of a meltdown that I need some kind of encouraging words to lift me up again. Now you're doing, what? I don't get for what.
Anyway, you know, but sincerely, I apologize later. But the truth is, there's got to be a balance, all right? There are times that the brain, you know, I'm trying to process. It's not because I am not feeling your pain.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you're in pain, I feel the pain even more. You know, even though I don't say it. But I know that, you know, generally women that you know, they are more expressive and express. They are more
vocal.
So they expect you to also be vocal. Men sometimes that could be cutting a lot.
Okay, bro, I want to say something.
All right, you want to say something?
Yeah, so I read somewhere where they said when it comes to this kind of situation, why women are more liable to actually speak out is first of all, like you said, because they are more vocal. You know, they are more expressive.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, because a woman is more likely to first offer comfort than offer a way out. A man is just probably thinking, how can I help?
Yeah.
So if you don't know how you can help, you're probably thinking to yourself,
what am I doing here? Can I please leave this place?
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're actually correct with that analysis that you gave, because that's exactly what happened.
Because I don't know what I want to talk. So I was just doing and the became a problem. Anyways, this plug has got some information for us. Queen Bananas.
No, not apple and bananas, please. Thank you, Deuce Plug.
Absolutely. Well, it's 10:43, and that's what the time says. We are live. We are the Techers. And this is Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. What's up, Lagos? I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
Okay, the phone lines are buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01-465-7190. So, based on our banter, now it does not mean that I don't know that sometimes you are just there and it's not like, because you know at that point you cannot prefer a solution.
That's right.
And then you're just there looking and maybe processing, how can I help this woman? How can I help this, you know, person that I love?
Mm-hmm.
I understand it. But, you know, when we are in that moment, trust me.
You need all the...
When we are in that moment, especially myself, when I'm in that moment most of the time, I just need an encouraging word.
That's right.
And it could just change the whole thing for me, right? Just something encouraging that says, okay, don't worry, you've got this, and I'm here with you, we've got this.
Yeah, I know, but speaking generally also, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that women sometimes should understand that men also...
Could be in that mood
where they, you know what, right now is not a good time. You're melting down. Me, I've melted down.
I'm liquid form. I'm liquid form.
You're talking to gas.
I'm liquid. I've evaporated.
Oh my goodness.
You had just mentioned they are going to liquid. Me, I've melted and I've evaporated. So maybe there should be a bit of understanding. Strike the balance. Okay. If this guy is just giving me perhaps.
Maybe he's not ready to.
Perhaps I cannot slow down some more. Maybe later.
Yeah.
Bring it up. Do you think that could also work?
Absolutely. You know that there are times I do that too.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that particular that day, was it not 2 days ago?
Yeah.
I was actually, but yeah, like you said, we as women who, you know, we have supporting husband or supportive husbands.
Yeah.
Who most of the time they come through.
Yeah.
And then when that moment they're not coming, and they're not coming through, sometimes it's just okay to cut them some slack.
That's right.
Give them a benefit of doubt that, oh, maybe he's not, you know, in that frame of mind right now to prefer a solution or to be comforting and, that.
Okay, great. So another thing that I took up with was walking away sometime. When you say argument, one of these two, I go walk away. Some women, that's the solution. But some people do not like it. Some people want you to face it, face the matter. You stay there and hear the talk that you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
As it were. But that's a talk for another day.
It's a talk for another day, Lagos. 0700-993-993-993. Good morning. Welcome.
Hello, Abidane.
Holy Adao.
Holy Second.
Good morning.
You know, that man is from Kalahari Desert. They are led by the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
So his entertainment here on earth is 50, and the upper one is 50.
Okay.
So he does not rush in words. Rather, when he gives out the word, it's final.
Yeah.
Yeah. Healing and superlative. I never get my Christmas clothes, though. I was backing up to win 10,000. All my credit don't finish.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to do now. Whether I will come if you come hold your leg as Jacob hold your leg.
Okay. You know what? You know what? Perhaps we should give you airtime. You've been calling every day, really. Someone should get your number. And
I will surprise you
with small airtime. All right.
Hey, my darling, more blessings.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Hang on there. Someone will get your number now and we'll do that. Okay.
Okay, my darling.
0700-993-993-993. That's the number. Somebody please get Halloween's number right now. Okay. Just hang on, somebody. Hang on. We have
Constant.
Okay. You're Constant calling from Lekki. All right. Hello. Good morning. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Wow. Good morning.
You guys are amazing on radio. In fact, you woke me up from my early morning sleep, man.
Early morning sleep at 10 o'clock?
You know, I chose Nigeria Info till 5 o'clock in the morning. Then I give colleagues the time to do it, and I listen to him in the morning again.
Wow.
Repeat podcast. So it's every night thing.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But great to have you.
Yeah, it's good. I want to say happy, anniversary. You celebrated anniversary on a grand star. It's just that you followed Nigeria Info over the weekend because I was playing keyboard everywhere.
Okay.
And let me say a happy belated birthday treat to one of my friends here.
Okay.
Very important friend.
Okay.
She celebrated her birthday on Friday the 29th. She's Terry Ramsey, then Ogun State.
Wow.
Terry, what's up?
Wow.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
I want to call her name Terry Ramsey. Happy birthday.
Okay, Terry
Ramsey.
Ramsey, all right. Terry Ramsey, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate. And I hope that Terry's listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that he or she got the message. And happy belated birthday to
Absolutely.
You. We have David on the line. Hi, David.
And David is a first-time caller. Hello.
Hello. Ah.
Oh my.
Chest alive. Welcome.
Wow.
Wow.
After 55 years
of independence.
Good morning. My name is David Ibiam.
Wow, David Ibiam. That's
Welcome.
Welcome.
This is the first. Normally I listen every now and then.
Okay.
This is the first time getting to you.
Wow.
You guys are really, really amazing. I follow you on Instagram, but take care.
Yes, I think I know the name. I wanted to say that I think I've seen David Ibiam.
Exactly, exactly.
All right.
Hear from you. Okay, yeah, so concerning the banter on ground.
Yeah.
I'm also in this kind of condition situation.
Tell us about it.
And most of the times, I just want to, just like you said, I just want to say the right word. I just, at that moment, there is nothing to say.
Abby?
The right word might come later, but, you know, let it sink first, let it digest, let it begin to, and then before the nutrients start coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But if I should just say, okay, well, and the next thing will be, you just say, okay.
Have I not heard?
And sometimes if I should say something, maybe give a suggestion, the next thing is, is that all you want to say? And what else do you want me to say?
Oh my!
I've said what I want. You know, they just want you to.
Yeah.
I understand. They just want you to be a motivational at that moment.
Yeah.
They just don't worry. Inspire.
Come on, go in, David. Come on, be great.
If they spend 10 minutes telling you the crime, if they spend 10 minutes complaining, you should spend 20 minutes giving the feedback. That's true.
Man. Nah, thank you. Man, shout out to you, man. Shout out to men who actually go through this and handle it with love. Because the idea is not for you. We're not complaining. We're just saying that understand us a bit more. You know, we like to process things, and as it were. We'll be going to break in a matter of minutes. A message on WhatsApp. I can see a plenty.
All right, success from Mawayas says, what's up, Lagos? Andrea, your laugh is making my laugh to laugh. Happy new month, guys. I love you both like Keith Lu Day.
We love you too.
We also have Temi Takwe from K2 here saying, what's up, Lagos? Happy new month to you guys. And it's nice to hear you on the air again this morning.
Happy new month.
Okay. Another one here says, good morning to the best radio station in Africa. Happy new month to you guys. I really love your show. And happy 10th anniversary to you.
Gracias.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. This one here says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Good morning to the techers. Happy new month. This is Adidi Young from Isolo. I went on your show last week. Okay. You will get yours. Please be patient, guys. We're going on a break. This is...
Well, check your time, get it right. It's 2 minutes gone past the hour of 11. You're listening to Nigeria Info 99.3, and this is the Family Talk with the Techers, right here. And today on the Family Talk with the Techers, we have a list of, we have a particular conversation to bring to the fore. And a lot of people will be able to relate to this because it's a common thing in the African continent. Mm-hmm. A lot of African countries and tribes, as it were, you know, have this as a major factor. It is a form of identity. Some say it's traditional. Some say it's religious.
Sacred.
Sacred. Mm-hmm. Very significant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for some people, they're still practicing it up to today.
Yeah.
But the society also has a way of also, you know, stigmatizing against people who practice it.
Mm.
And some individuals have gone as far as, you know, almost wanting to do surgery just to get off this particular...
And to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Get rid of it. What are we talking about? Well, we'll let you in, but it's only right now we take
a few WhatsApp messages before that we have. Okay, so straight to WhatsApp right now. Okay, I will take this one first. This person here says... Sorry. This person here says, calling San Andrea, you guys seem to be peeping into my family with this issue being discussed now. My wife sometimes behaves as if she has forgotten that I'm a man and I'm not superhuman. She's telling me something and she wants an answer immediately. So me nodding would never be satisfying, and short answer would lead to, is that all you've got to say? It says women are lovely regardless. Samuel right. from Igondu, thank you for sharing your That's story right. as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, another here, this Henry. Henry says, having your monster, you are back or college. Tell us why you wear eyeglass. Play ball. These people are not serious. He said he should explain why you wore glasses to play.
I didn't play with eyeglasses. I've responded to that. Even on social media, some people ask me. I didn't play with glasses. And even if I did, there's nothing wrong. You don't know, the people play, professionals who didn't play with glasses. But not this type of glasses, though. I played without the glasses now. Were you there? If I give you left hand.
But why are they asking why
you I don't know, because glasses? I was wearing glasses at the bench. When I was at the bench, okay. I wore my glasses. So they're like, that's
you wore a glasses. Okay.
Is he on glasses?
Yeah. Another WhatsApp message here says, yeah. What's up, Lagos? Happy New Month to Tekes. You are the best. My wife just delivered a bouncing baby boy on Friday. Woo! And I'm the happiest man on earth. Congratulations to you.
Wow.
Congratulations to you. And thank you for sharing the good news with us. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that. Let's see. Temi Tayo from Germany says, what's up, Lagos and Tekes? Collins, you got me laughing this morning when you told the first caller that she's a candidate of left hand. It says, my own is, if I give you my left hand or backhand until someone asks me what made my left hand backhand special. Okay, and he says, or she says, her birthday or his birthday is next week.
Wow.
A week from today.
Okay, wow.
All right, so happy birthday in advance.
Yep.
And that's the bit we have. Emmanuel here is sharing with us what he thinks about our topic today.
Okay.
So maybe this is a good time to introduce to you what we'll be talking about today.
That's
I mean,
right.
Collins laid a foundation earlier as to this particular conversation we're having. We're talking about tribal max.
Absolutely.
And for here in this part of the world, the tribe that actually partake in this, that is give their children tribal marks, are the Yorubas.
No,
and
again,
Yorubas mostly. And the Hausas, mostly.
No, even Igbos have.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm, but they're not.
It's not like a tribal mark, so to speak. It's based on maybe an evil spirit. They're trying to mark a child based on an. Yeah, that's the narrative behind such mark from the Igbo culture. Yeah.
It's very common in the north and also in Yoruba region. You know, in Cameroon also, those in the northwest and the north, in Adamawa, in Marua, in all those areas, in Bamenda, they also have tribal marks. Really
heavy
deep
ones.
Tribal marks, and you know, and it's still very much practiced up to today.
Yeah, I've seen people have even been able to have a conversation with someone who has this heavily placed tribal marks on his face, and he explained to me, or he just was, you know, we just got talking, and he shared with me the fact that women keep running away from him because of his tribal marks. That is, he has had a lot of, he's had challenges when it comes to settling down or being in a relationship because of his tribal marks.
There's a lot of stigmatization, even our society, you know, and generally. And people define beauty, you know, you never really see somebody with tribal marks and they get to respond to that person, especially a lady.
Mm-hmm.
So that person is, you refer to that person as beautiful because of the tribal marks. And I think that has to change.
Yeah.
But I won't lie. There's some marks you will see, you'll be like, how would you happen? You know, you know, sincerely, this is me being normal, like not following anything.
Yeah.
They'll be like, even the person himself will be like, why did they give me this kind of mark? Why did they do this to me?
Yeah.
You know, and there are a lot of situations like that. And our focus today is to find out,
what are your thoughts on tribal marks?
Uh-huh.
And do you still practice it in your, is it still practiced in your tribe? And would you be willing to give your child a tribal mark? We can agree with us that in recent times, this particular culture is gradually fading away, where that parents would willingly say their children should have or, you know, be marked on their faces. Reasons for this mark or having tribal mark mostly was for identity. It was also said that it was done back in the day during the slave trade, how that people can know who they are based on, they can be identified where they're coming from with that kind of Tribal Mac.
That's right.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, even if, wherever you go to, whenever you come back, you have the opportunity, they can identify you with the Tribal Mac.
Exactly.
So some is left, right. Some is swan, swan. Some is double side. Some is straight.
Yeah.
And
all of them, their meanings to all these marks.
That's right.
Their meanings to them.
All right, guys. So we want to find out, like Andrea asked, in number of question one, what's your opinion about Tribal Macs? Have you had one before? Have you been stigmatized against or someone discriminated against because you have a tribal mark?
Has it been challenging for you to find a life partner, to be in a relationship because of your tribal mark? That is, if you have any.
Now, do you think that tribal marks as a tradition, should it continue? Should it be something that we should continue? I mean, because it brings family identification. It's a sense of identity.
Yeah.
You know, can we modify it a bit more and make it, you know, instead of just maybe one mark?
If it's just one mark, forehead. How would people know that this person is from my town?
We'll write
or this
it,
person is my family?
We'll write it in a certain way.
How do you write it in a certain
we'll
way?
We'll choose. The family will come together. They'll do like, like presentation. Like, okay, you know, these are the different prototypes of the tribal marks that we can come up with. Bottom line, I'm trying to say that in this modern day, is it still necessary as
to
a way
tribal
of
marks, absolutely, to identify? So the phone lines are open right now. 0700-993-993-993. Female only line 01465-7190. Remember that this particular conversation would have a part two tomorrow.
Yep.
If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that too.
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. And please, when you call in, make it 1 minute so that we can take as many calls as possible. Go straight to the point. Give your contribution so that we can take other calls. I repeat, 1 minute maximum. If you can do less, fine, great, fantastic. But hey, when it's 1 minute, the system has a way of just moving on to the next call, right? So let's go. First caller. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Welcome.
What's up, Lagos? First time caller.
Yay. You made it here. Welcome.
Welcome indeed.
Yeah, wow. My thought was that is, we are in the modern day. I feel that cyber mark should be canceled. In fact, if I have a baby and somebody come from one village and tell me that I should come and have a cyber mark on it, I would say, it's not possible.
All right.
I don't think by the time the guy, the baby grows up or the child grows up, he's going to be preparing for us.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that one. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Who do we have?
This is Samson calling from Ilasa.
All right, Samson. Welcome indeed. Let's talk.
Yeah, the techers are doing very well.
Thank you.
This is my first time of calling on this show.
Welcome.
Just the life.
Just the life indeed.
Oh, I want to speak in respect of the topic, which is the tribal mark.
That's right.
The way people used to have some sort of sentiment about it. Yeah, I have a tribal mark on my face.
Okay.
And it's just a single mark. I'm from Adamawa State, like the outer side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't really have challenges with how I relate with people. You know, people like the way I look because it's just a single mark on my face. But sometimes in terms of relationships, sometimes some girls will like, is this guy from, you know, is he a Hausa boy or something like that? So sometimes I used to feel that... I don't know. Somehow I will feel like, am I not complete? You know, but deep inside me, sometimes I feel, okay, I should just find a way to clean the mark. Yeah. Some months ago, I tried everything to see if I can get something that will clean it up. I bought so many things, but at some point I said, okay, my parents that gave me the mark, maybe they have their reasons.
Did you at any point ask them why?
Yeah. I asked them why.
What was their response?
Well, my dad told me that it was, in the olden days,
mm-hmm.
they used to make it like a form of recognition that, yeah. okay, once they see you from somewhere,
mm-hmm.
now they will easily identify that, okay, yeah, you're from our tribe. Or maybe you see your brother somewhere.
Yeah.
You said, this guy must be from my place.
Mm.
So that's the reason why.
Okay.
And we're six in number.
Hmm.
So my dad, as time goes by, he later stops giving out the marks.
Oh, wow. I see.
I think I have two of my younger ones that doesn't have the mark right now.
Hmm. Okay.
But it's fine on me.
Yeah.
Like, when you see my appearance, but I still feel that,
insecure.
People easily recognize me that I'm from the north.
Okay.
Some people mistook me as an Igbo person because I'm a fair in population. So, but, mark is generally something that, to me, parents shouldn't be giving it to their children for this modern time.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you for sharing your experience with us.
You're welcome. Mm.
But don't forget that Tafar Balewa had just one mark like you.
Yeah.
And then he was the one described as the golden voice of Africa when he speaks and the people listen. And then he is one of the greatest founding fathers of the nation. So, hey, there are more people with mark who are doing well. So no need to clean it, man.
We have Quinty on the line. Hi, Quinty.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful that I met you guys today. I've been trying to enjoy
it. We're glad you did.
Yeah, today is my birthday.
Yay!
I'm able to call to wish me a happy birthday.
Wow. Happy birthday
happy
to
birthday.
You.
Wow.
Happy
you.
Birthday.
Thank you.
Yes. Fantastic. Wow. Long life, prosperity, share the cake, and invite us at the party, huh?
Thank you.
All right, have yourself a great day.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Wow, Quinty, born today in history.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, Quinty, and many other people who are celebrating your birthdays today. We have Sam on the line. Hi, Sam.
Hello, Sam.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah. I'm just excited this morning, and I say, let me call to shout.
Wow.
But then I couldn't shout enough.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
Your first time caller, Sam. Thank you.
All right. Just to say hi.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
We have Emmanuel on WhatsApp.
Okay.
So Emmanuel here says, he's sending this message from Akoka. He says, on Tribal Max, I was made to understand is just for identification. Mm. But my mom told me that stepmothers used to encourage others to give their daughters marks to deform them at old age, not to be attractive.
Hmm.
And he says, we don't need this. Let us allow that culture to die with our grandparents.
Okay.
What do you think about Tribal Max? Do you have any? And do you think it's a culture that should be taking far away? I mean, it should be abolished.
Yeah.
We were made to understand it's for identification purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Why for some people, some other tribes or other cultures, especially in Igbo culture, there's this, what they call Ogbanje.
Mm.
I think. And then when they see that a child keeps coming, when they say a child dies and comes back again, when they give birth to a child, the child dies and comes back again, they use that mark to stop the child from dying and coming back again.
So,
yeah.
So if the child, so what I'm saying is that the child, they put the mark and the child.
The child is identifiable.
Okay. So if it comes back again.
That's the.
So has anyone ever come back with the mark?
I don't know. Maybe we should. but that's actually what I read about when it comes to this tribal marks, especially from the Igbo culture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, man, let's hear what you think about it. Have you been able to, have you found it difficult to find love because you have a tribal mark? Have you felt like you're incomplete as a result of your tribal mark? Well, let's get to hear from you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah, Gabriel is my name.
Welcome, Debo.
I want to say something about this travel mark.
Yeah.
I had a girl in those days, all of us were in the school, And this girl, they said he had come to this earth up to 3-4 times.
Hmm.
So the mother, the father cut all the fingers and all the legs.
Hmm.
And he buried her when she died.
Hmm.
And they coming back to earth again, the girl came with the cut, no, come back as the legs and the fingers were cut.
Oh, wow.
So that shows that the early people knows what they are doing.
Mm.
Just like somebody said that it was for identification.
Mm-hmm.
And my junior brother has a rubber mark. When I asked my father about that rubber mark, he told me that that rubber mark given to my junior brother was to disfigure the face so that he would not be noticed in the spiritual world.
Mm.
Wow.
So invariably, rubber mark in so many areas of this our country or otherwise, had so many meanings.
Hmm. Wow.
So that is what I have about this Sabbath. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Nice. Thank you, too. Hmm. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, there are different reasons. So that's why the question of, is it something that we continue practicing?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an effect on it? One thing is for sure, it has some kind of social effect on the individual who has the mark.
Yeah,
because
it
society has different interpretation of tribal mark.
Absolutely.
And then it also, you know, it puts you out there in a way.
Mm-hmm.
People are kind of like, oh, are you from the north? Are you from me? Are you from this? And once you can be identified that way in the modern day society,
yeah,
the advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah, because I mean, there are some people who don't want to be identifiable
with anything
whatsoever. They don't want to be identifiable.
Why should
having this on them, yeah, makes them easily identifiable.
Yeah, I think even the last caller who talked about the fact that he was even looking for a way to
cover it up.
It's not because it doesn't look good on him.
Mm.
It's just because people can easily identify
where he's from. And he seemed like a person who, you know, does not necessarily want to be identified with, you know, yeah, by tribe or by anything.
Absolutely.
He just wants to live his life.
Man. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Back to the line.
All right.
Welcome.
Go ahead.
You know what? You know the portrait of First Act 77?
Yeah.
That India?
Yes, absolutely.
She was so beautiful that the parents had to give her a mask in order not to be attractive to men.
Mm.
That was the result of why Queen India has those marks on her face.
Oh.
So
also in those days, some particular tribe, like the king of Irua,
mm-hmm,
have a tribal mark for all his children.
Mm.
111. 111. That's what we used to call them those days.
Okay.
But
wow,
some of them that travel abroad, they remove the mask and the face look as if nothing had been touched at all.
That's
so
right.
It's removable to them that have the money.
Mm.
The local way to remove that is just a little bit of scratch and then put the appropriate tube that will make the skin to grow cover the mask. Those that do not have larger ones.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. And I also want to ask, based on people who are not with a tribal mark, how do you relate with people with tribal marks?
Hmm.
How do you see people with tribal marks? Do you go, what's that on your face? Or do you go, okay, you are from so place. How do you react to a person when you see them with tribal mark? Is this something that you don't care about? You just, it's a person. I shouldn't relate with you based on the mark that you have on your face.
Okay.
I will relate with you because you're a human being like I am. Or would you, you know, look at them and be like, but your father, your mother did not do you well.
You don't think
so? You know,
so
are you going to, yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you? How do we react to people with tribal marks?
Absolutely. Now, just to buttress again what you're saying, to ask another question is, can you, if you are okay, you don't have any tribal mark on your face, can you get married or date someone with a tribal mark?
Mm-hmm.
And a lady with a tribal mark, or as a lady, can you accept? Because there are people who would turn it down totally.
Yeah.
It's a choice, but if you can give us a reason why you wouldn't, if you won't, and if you will, let's talk about that too. Hi, Toye. It's on the line from Muweba for Muweo. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Toye.
Yeah, Toye Akinola from Muweo.
Welcome, Mr. Welcome. Toye. Let's talk.
Yes, sir. I'm first time caller.
Wow.
Now, you're talking about the tribal mark.
Mm.
It affects me a lot.
You have one on your face?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
But you hardly know. If you see me, you can't know I have tribal mark.
Okay.
But by the time I was in school, I wanted to go to Technical College in Ijebu and promotion.
Okay.
You know, I passed the whole thing. But during the interview, that time, they were something like a state of origin.
Okay.
So on getting to the interview, they just cut me off.
Hmm?
Wow.
But you understand, you see that kind of thing.
We need to go on a break.
A lot. You see, tribal mark in the olden days, it's very good. Just to identify one tribe, one prince and princess.
Yeah.
That I don't even know. You can, somebody from Oyo Kingdom now, I don't know whether Babawa Alaf is still continuing with this thing. Because they will not want to leave that tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Just to know I'm from
Oyo
or any tribe.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Those things.
All right. Thank you so much. So you think that we should still continue, right? Are you saying that you should continue with the tradition? All right.
I don't know whether Baba still continue with it because Baba is still active.
That's right. Thank you so much.
You understand me?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Okay, thank you for sharing. He also shared his experience, how that he went for an interview.
It was cut off.
And he was cut off because of the tribal mark he had on his face.
That'd be a late.
Oh, goodness.
You don't know where you're coming from. This mark, your mark, one. Oh, boy. Chayayay. One more to call before we go on the break. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Hostel Kola, Esther.
Hi, Esther, welcome.
Welcome. Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning.
About the tribal mark.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has tribal mark.
Okay.
So there was a day I was asking him, why did they give him tribal mark? It was not like, that there was a particular day that he wanted to swear for. The person that gave him the tribal mark, this tribal mark is.
Oh wow, we need to go on a break quickly.
Say, why did you swear?
We'll be right back, Lagos. Stay with us.
For those wondering why Schweppes changes look, experience tells us. Is inevitable. Schweppes, made with over 200 years of experience.
Listeners, it's Sarah, live from Abuja. I have Sunlight's very own Bubble Man with me, and he's got a special message. Bubble Man can't speak English, so I'll translate. He says, choose Sunlight 2-in-1 detergent to give you cleaning power with burst after burst of freshness. Well, you get the picture. Sunlight 2-in-1 detergent for burst after burst of long-lasting freshness.
Everybody wants a big deal, but ask yourself, what is a big deal? How big must a big deal be to qualify as a big deal? Ladies and gentlemen, Jumia Black Friday is coming, and it starts on the 5th of November, 2021.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Okay, welcome back. It's 11:28 on the clock, and very shortly I will be stepping aside for Power Solutions. But before then, we have WhatsApp messages that we need to take. Now, this person here says, good morning, the tech is Andrea. Honestly, your laugh is making my laugh to laugh. Why are people saying this? It's just the second person saying this today. Okay, she went ahead to say, I have tribal marks and my mom said it was given to me because I used to be very sick when I was a baby. Though she was not in support of that till now, my mom would look at me and said, I wish I can clean that mark off. Wow. But I'm looking at your picture right now. You're quite a beautiful lady.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Another message here says, Hello, the techers. How are you doing? What's up, Lagos? My dad is an Ogbomosho man, Oyo State, and he was giving tribal marks on his two chicks, like five on each side. I think I know that Oyo tribal marks, the 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Ogbomosho, yeah. He says, but he didn't give any one of us tribal marks. We're seven children in number, but the marks are now fading away from his cheeks itself. This is Samuel from Powerline Ejigo.
Thank you.
We need to, let me see, take this one quickly. Olaide from Ajah says, this tribal mark of a thing is so annoying. I have one on my face. Well, there is not any stigmatization because people tell me it looks beautiful on me, but still, I don't like it personally. I wish something can clean it, but... okay, I think she's wishing that she can clean it off.
Absolutely. Wow.
Wow.
So, well, this is the part one of this conversation.
Yeah.
Part two tomorrow. We'll look at it from different angles. We'll look at the advantages, the meanings, and also stigmatization. And we'll get a bigger, broader conversation regarding this, as it were.
Let me quickly take Timothy's message. Timothy here from Hokiste says, I was discriminated many times, especially ladies telling me that I'm handsome, but with my mark on my face, they cannot marry me.
I know that a lot of people face that. All right. We'll take it off from there. We'll take it off from there tomorrow on the show. So, guys, get ready. Bring your strong points forward. Tomorrow we'll have an hour to talk about this tribal marks and stigmatization, the meanings.
Yeah. The disadvantages and advantages.
Absolutely.
The significant, the stigmatization that comes with it.
Okay.
Also, the person who has this... marks on. How do you feel having it on?
Yeah.
We'll talk more about this tomorrow. For now, I will be stepping aside for Power Solutions. I am Andrea. Out will be Tekken.
And I'm Collins. Tekken, God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.